Hello, Simon.
Hi, Junior. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Very good. First off, this will be the second time, I think, that you fought for the UFC in Europe. I think the first time was over here near me in London back in 2009.
Yeah.
First off, I mean, how exciting is it for you to be main eventing a UFC event again over here in Europe?
Oh, I feel really, I'm feeling really happy, and you know, to be fighting here again, and to be part of the first UFC here in Croatia, you know, and Zagreb, and it's been good for me to be here, you know. People are treating me very well, and that what make me more happy, you know, about being here. I know. We have big fans here, you know. People love UFC, love fights here. So it's a great motivation for me, you know, to come in April 10th here and give them a great show, you know, give them my best to make them proud of being rooting for me.
Yeah, it's going to be a cracking fight. You've obviously you've got Ben Rothwell, who's in the best form of his career, in terms of your own form, you've kind of alternated wins and losses in your last few fights. Do you think a win over Ben would put you right back in there with a shot at the title? And if not, how many more wins do you think you're going to need to get yourself back up there?
Yeah, Ben Rothwell right now is in a great position. You know, he's coming from great victories. Like you said, he's living the best moment of his career. So I believe, you know, he one of those guys that deserved a title shot. So with a win over him, you know, for sure I'm gonna be back there on top of the ranking, you know, to fight for the title. But to tell you the truth, I'm not worried about that now, you know, because everything what I want is to get back to my winning streak, you know, and get some good victories, you know, and if possible, I want to do 3 fights this year, you know. I asked for UFC to give me a fight pretty soon, and they gave me this fight, you know, on April 10th, so I'm happy about that. And working hard, you know, because my last fight, like I said, you know, my last fight wasn't good, you know, and I don't know, I'm still a little confused about what was happening with me, but it's okay, you know. I think it's part of the game, and you have to learn how to play the game all this time. So right now I'm trying to become a better player.
I know for that Overeem fight, you went over to Florida and trained at American Top Team. Is that where you're going to be for this fight camp? I know your old coach Luis Dorea has said you'll always be welcome back to your old gym in Salvador. So have you thought about where you're going to have your training camp for this one?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have this camp at the ATT again. You know, it's hard for me to go back to Brazil. I told Coach Dorea, and I want to bring him, you know, for this fight now. Of course, I have to keep working my boxing skills that is my main weapon. You know, but I feel good there at the ATT because we have great guys, we have a great team, we have a great structure, you know, to support us. So I think it's very important, you know. And also we are in America. In America, things are easier to make it happen, you know. So right now I'm going to stay there, training there for this fight. And I think I'm more, you know, I'm feeling more comfortable with everything, with the guys, closer to the guys. So I think things will work better at this time.
Sure. And I know you kind of mentioned earlier that you're not in a rush to jump back into the world title picture just yet. You want to get a few wins together. But given that Fabricio is the world champion right now, And obviously, you know, you've got that memorable win over him. It was your UFC debut, I think. 80 seconds it took you to knock him out. Given that he's the champion and you've already got a win over him, how excited are you at the possibility of perhaps getting back in there with him again, knowing that you've already got this spectacular win over him?
Well, yeah, I'm very excited, you know, to be able to fight for the title again. I don't really care about Fabrício Werdum. Actually, he's doing a great job right now, you know, and he's the champion of our division, and I think he's been effective in all his fights. So, but I asked, you know, before my last fight, I asked to fight him, but he avoided that as much as he could. So, right, I would like to fight him because he's a champion, because he got what I want, the belt. After, if he's not the champion, I don't, like I said, I don't care about him, you know, and it's not, and like I used to say, I don't pick opponents, so it's about UFC.
Okay, and in terms of the UFC heavyweight division, it's kind of a tricky one because it seems that the actual belt doesn't get defended that often compared to most of the other weight divisions. There seems to be a lot of problems with injuries and stuff. Obviously, Fabrício is injured at the moment. Kane, when he was champion, he was out injured for quite a while. Is that damaging to the heavyweight division that the title isn't being defended as often as maybe the other belts in the UFC?
Well, I don't know, man. It's pretty hard for us, you know, heavyweights to get prepared for fights. You know, our time to recover from a good training camp is longer than for the light guys. But right now, you know, I think when I was champion, I tried to defend once, and I was fighting to defend it at the same year, the second time, you know. But then I lost. I think it's not happening too much because of the, you know, the weight of the guys. It's hard to explain, but also when it feels a little bit when these guys become champion, they want to all of them. They say this, you know, actually a big part of them. Like Werdum, you know, I want a time to rest. I want a time to do this. I want a time to do seminars. I want a time to do this or that. So they are becoming champions to do these things, you know. It's like I reached the top, so now I'm going to rest or something like this. And I think it's not like that how it works, you know, because when you reach the top, that's the time that you have to work more and more. Because now you're going to be facing all the best of the world, you know, always the first, the number one of the rank will be your next opponent. So you have to work hard for that. But, it's hard to explain why it happened with the heavyweight division. But I think it's because it's harder for us to recover from a great training camp, like a tough training camp.
Okay, that's really interesting. That's really interesting. One of the things I wanted to ask you about, I want to ask you about Ben. But first, what I wanted to ask you about was Anderson Silva. Anderson's obviously fighting in London in a couple of weeks' time, and he's taking on Michael Bisping. Anderson was obviously, you know, the big superstar for the UFC, and obviously a huge star in Brazil. What was the reaction in Brazil to his failed drug test, and what's his reputation been like since then? Has it taken a real hit because of what happened?
I think everything what happened is already in the past. You know, everybody knows how good Anderson Silva is, and everybody's expecting, is waiting to see him back, you know, to see him fighting again. And well, everybody is looking forward, you know, for this fight between him and Michael Bisping. So yeah, like me, I want to see him fighting again. You know, he was, like you said, he was a great champion. You know, he was one of the main guys of UFC. So it's not the main guy. So everybody wants to see him back. You know, giving his best for us. You know, to win a fight and put in a good show for everybody. Now, wow, he's 40 years old. You know, and I'm sure he still can do what he was doing. You know, giving us great fights. So, but he got a tough guy in front of him right now. You know, Michael Bisping has a lot of heart. He walks forward all the time, you know, looking for the fight. You know, so it's gonna be a very interesting fight.
Very quickly, do you think Anderson could ever get back to becoming the champion again?
Yeah, it's hard to say. You know, I believe so much he can. You know, because he got what it takes to do that. But right now, his division is living a great moment with, you know, some great fighters. And so it's going to be tougher than it was before, you know. And, wow, yeah, so many good guys right now there's in his division.
And back to your fight with Ben. It's a fight that a lot of people are really excited about. Obviously, that'll be the main event over there in Croatia. How do you see this fight breaking down? How do you see this fight panning out on fight night? What's your prediction for this fight with Ben?
Well, Ben Hutto is a very confident guy. You know, he walks forward all the time. He's aggressive. He imposes his will all the time during the fight. So it's good, you know. It's good for him, and I'll be prepared for that. You know, if people like to see the heavyweight fights, this one is gonna be a very interesting one to see. You know, because he's gonna be aggressive. He's gonna walk forward to get that victory, and I'll be there to stop him.
Fantastic, Junior. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. Great to talk to you, and looking forward to coming over to Croatia and watching you fight.
Yeah, thank you very much.